This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. In this week's horticulture segment, we conclude our series on fall lawn care for cool season lawns. In the previous 2 weeks, K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Johnson County, Dennis Patton, has covered the importance of choosing quality seed and the process for planting or overseeding cool season lawns. This week, he focuses on fertilizing and the benefits of a thick, healthy lawn.
You know, the one thing we didn't mention in this overseeding step is you do want to fertilize, usually with a starter fertilizer or the push it. But, you know, the goal is not to have to seed your lawn or overseed. And so September is the most important time to fertilize the cool season lawns. Here again, the tall fescue bluegrass, not the zoysia, not the Bermuda. They're shutting down for the season. But yeah, getting that application of high nitrogen fertilizer on here early September is the best way to help that lawn recover from the hot, dry summer we just had. But again, if you're going to fertilize, you got to make sure you're watering it in. So we just don't want to put it on a really drought-stressed lawn. We want to make sure it's growing actively.
Do we need to do a soil test first or not?
You know, ideally, if you had a soil test, it could help tell you for sure exactly what analysis of fertilizer you need to have applied. K-State Extension does that. Usually the turnaround time is a couple weeks. You know, when in doubt, without a soil test, I'd tell you to put on the high nitrogen, you know, like a 30-0-0, you know, that first number closer to 30, the next two as close to zero as possible, and just go ahead and do that and still get your soil test, and you'll know for sure and for future applications whether you need phosphorus, potassium, or just the straight nitrogen fertilizer.
And will this be quick release at this point?
In September, it can be either quick release or a combination of quick, slow release. And keep in mind, on the homeowner market, only about probably a third of that fertilizer is going to be slow release. But the nice thing about slow release in September is that it kind of spoon feeds the lawn for several weeks instead of getting a big flush at once. So yes, slow would be preferred, but you know, any fertilization is going to be beneficial to the lawn to help it recover from summer.
We had talked about this earlier, the fact that you might need to do some preparation. How would we determine whether or not a lawn would benefit from power raking or core aeration? And I guess, again, talking with tall fescue and Kentucky bluegrass.
So there's a couple of mechanical practices. So we've talked about verticutting. It's really only used if you're going to be overseeding your lawn. And a lot of people kind of throw power raking and verticutting together in this day and age of doing the same thing. So those practices are done for seeding. The other practice you mentioned is core aeration. And this is a pass that pulls plugs about the size of your finger out of the lawn every 3 inches or so. And that's really done to help break up thatch, to relieve soil compaction, get nutrients moving down in the soil. That's probably best done if you're just doing yearly maintenance. It's not the ideal practice for overseeding. It doesn't give quite a uniform stand. Or both could be done before seeding the lawn. But if your goal is seeding, verticut, power rake. If your goal is just more management, then core aerate the lawn. And that can be done September through early October. Where lawn seeding probably needs to be done September through the end of the month.
One good benefit from having a nice thicker lawn is the fact that you're going to have less weeds to contend with.
Correct. You know, the definition of the all-American lawn is really changing and fairly rapidly, you know, with the movement of less pesticides to pollinator habitat, those type of things. So, no, not everyone needs, you know, air quote, golf course quality lawn, but there certainly is an advantage to having some good cover, as you mentioned, less weeds. The other thing is it cuts down on soil erosion, which soil erosion affects our water quality, you know, because that soil ends up in our lakes and streams and ponds. And so, yes, there is some advantage to keeping some sort of good cover on the soil itself, because if not, there's disadvantages. Also, we're going to play with your dogs and your kids, too. I mean, you still got to have some sort of lawn and good covering to keep them out of the mud.
Well, and as we mentioned earlier, September is really the month to really focus on the lawn. And I would imagine that Extension has a number of publications.
Yes, we've got great lawn care publications from fertilizer to seeding to overseeding to the core aeration to even weed control, those type of things that can help you out. Just get on the K-State website or contact your local office and they can help direct you.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Johnson County, Dennis Patton. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.